Gwen Graham seems to be the big name. The only other challenger I've seen with any gravitas is the Miami Beach Mayor, Philip Levine, and maybe the big wild card, John Morgan, right?
Gwen Graham is the front runner, at least in part, because she's already out there announced and declared. None of the other candidates has. I think Chris King has. But Tampa is good, solid country for Gwen Graham. She's well known here. She comes here a lot. She's popular here. Andrew Gillum, the Tallahassee mayor, is also declared, but his campaign got off to a very rough start. Some bad stumbles, slow fundraising, a scandal in Tallahassee city government that he says he's not part of, but it's still tarnishing him. A lot of people on the liberal side of the party spectrum are looking at Chris King, who's a millionaire from Orlando, who could do some self-funding of his race and who's impressing a lot of the liberal wing. But right now, of course, Graham is the front runner. The question about John Morgan is whether he gets in or not. Some Democrats I've talked to are beginning to resent the fact that John Morgan is sitting there on the outside, not declaring and threatening to come into the race with his huge fortune that he can spend and his huge name recognition from billboards all over the state. And the effect of this is not knowing whether he'll enter the race. It's freezing donors who could help the other candidates. And some Democrats are beginning to resent the fact that Morgan is sitting out there, not getting in the race, but making things more difficult for the candidates who are. The question about Morgan is, he really enjoys being John Morgan. He maybe enjoys that more than he would enjoy being governor. He has a good time pushing causes like medical marijuana. He's pushed other causes. He's going to continue doing that. I think restoration of felon voting rights may be his next cause. He's an outspoken, blunt-talking, sometimes profane-talking guy who would have to kind of moderate and curtail his behavior a little bit if he were to run for governor. He might like being himself more than being who he'd have to be a candidate for governor.
Well, that sounds like somebody we all know. Maybe he's got a predilection for tweeting also, right? veteran political columnist and reporter William Windy March, thanks so much for talking to us.
Sure, Steve. Glad to be here. Thanks.